Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in basic theology. You can call by Charles C. Ryrie. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord. Yes, Valerie. Worship the Lord described in this prayer. Shout for joy. I'm on the line.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Okay. Praise be to God. Sorry for the interruption. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Praise God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you we find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and mountains rose. You chose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. I praise you for the greatness of your creative prowess and ingenuity. We adore you for the fullness of your power, and we honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature, work together to populate your great earth. Amen. At this time, I'd like to play another selection. I learned to trust in the Lord. And in this time, we need very much, very, very, very much to trust in the Lord, because we cannot trust in ourselves and we cannot trust in mankind. Only in the Lord that we can learn to trust.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry, God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
the midst of all of my trials.
My Lord prospers.
All of my tribulations.
My Lord prospers.
I learned to trust in Jesus.
My Lord prospers.
Oh.
Everybody. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15 in the CSB says, "For if you forgive people their wrongdoing, your heavenly Father will also forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive people, your Father will not forgive your wrongdoing." The world holds few, if any, rewards for those who remain angrily focused upon the past. Still, the act of forgiveness is difficult for all, but the most saintly men and women. Are you mired in the quicksand of bitterness or regret? If so, you are not only disobeying God's word, you are also wasting your time. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human beings, most of us are quick to anger, quick to blame, slow to forgive, and even slower to forget. Yet, as Christians, we are commanded to forgive others just as we too have been forgiven. If there exists even one person, alive or dead, against whom you hold bitter feelings, it's time to forgive. Or if you are embittered against yourself for some past mistake or shortcoming, it's finally time to forgive yourself and move on. Hatred, bitterness, and regret are not part of God's plans for your life. Amen? Forgiveness is the fact. Forgiveness is the fact is God no longer deals with us in judgment, but in mercy. So if people got what they deserve, this old planet would have ripped apart at the seams centuries ago. Praise God that because of his great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Lamentation 3:22. God expects us to forgive others as he has forgiven us. We are to follow his example by having a forgiving heart. The more you practice the art of forgiving, the quicker your master the art of living. To hold on to hate and resentment is to throw a monkey wrench into the machinery of life. Think about this. Forgiveness is its own reward. Bitterness is its own punishment. Guard your words and your thoughts accordingly. Colossians 3:13-14 in the MSG Bible says, be even tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the master forgave you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never, never be without it. In Proverbs 11:12, in the CSB says, whoever shows contempt for his neighbor lacks sense, but a man with understanding keeps silent. Luke 6:36 in the CSB says, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Ephesians 4:32 in the CSB, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Precious and Heavenly Father, let forgiveness rule our heart. Even when forgiveness is difficult, let us be your obedient servants, Lord, and let us be women and men who forgive others just as you have forgiven us. Father God, I'm asking and I'm forgiving those young men who attacked my niece just because she's from a different project. It didn't have to happen, Lord. But that's the wickedness that's going on in this world today, that all of a sudden different projects hate different people from different projects. And you taught us not to hate, but to love and forgive. And I'm asking this in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'd like to play another selection. And we have to learn to just let Jesus be at the center of our lives. Praise God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Shall confess you, Jesus. Ah!
Father God, in our weak moments, we may try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others. But you want us to be humble servants to those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of your Son Jesus by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And at this time, I will play another selection by the Wiki Tones, Jesus Saves. And we know Jesus can save any and everybody. All we have to do is humble ourselves and ask Him for forgiveness. Amen. Praise God.
King of kings, King of kings.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Restorative Mercy. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. And it says, I was shown mercy, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Today you may be wondering, can the Father bring joy and meaning back to my life? Can I really heal me? Can he really heal me of all my regrets? Absolutely, he can. You may feel low about yourself, but all need Christ's forgiveness. After all, remember what Paul said about himself in 1 Timothy 1 and 15 in the NIV Bible. He said, Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Amen? So why did Paul think of himself in this way? Because he had persecuted the church, punishing those who followed Jesus. To him, there could be no worse crime than attacking the people and work of God. Yet Paul also said this, God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. So no matter what you did, God can use you. And he forgives you. 1 Timothy 1 and 16 in the New Living Translation. Paul was saying that when you feel low about yourself, you can look at the mercy and grace Jesus showed him and realize that Christ can turn your life around too. So receive Jesus' forgiveness and realize that it's not only imperative to forgive yourself, but you must also leave your former ways behind and accept God's new path for you, because that's the path to true restoration, just as Paul received it. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your magnificent mercy and restoration. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And at this time, we are going to lift Jesus up. Amen. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's see your life together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
him
and
I'm moving. Him I live, I'm moving, I'm my king.
Say like the best of people.
By the clutter in your life. Lots of little chores to do sometimes, in no particular order. If you focus too much on these petty tasks, trying to get them all out of the way, you will discover that they are endless. They can eat up as much time as you devote to them. Instead of trying to do all your chores at once, choose the ones that Let the rest slip into the background of your mind so I can be in the forefront of your awareness. Remember that your ultimate goal is living close to me, being responsive to my initiatives. I can communicate with you most readily when your mind is uncluttered and turn toward me. Seek my face continually throughout this day. Let my presence bring order to your thoughts, infusing peace into your entire being. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Psalms 27:8 in the New King James Version, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Isaiah 26:3 in the New King James Version, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, today I place everything in your hands. My family, my health, my home, my security, and my fears. You are the only one I trust with all I have and all that I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
La la la. Some hard times, just getting by. Couldn't find a friend to wipe the tears from my eyes. Holiday blues, I didn't know what to do. Couldn't afford to buy gifts, or it was overdue. Christmas Eve, I began to pray.
Christmas was enough.
going to do. It's on, but it's not. Now they cut the music off. Val, you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened now. They shut off the music.
The devil is a liar.
He sure is.
It's that friend like being attacked by terrorists.
Oh, that's what's going. No wonder they saying that we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast. So that means these, oh boy, why they pick this time of the holiday season to do this nonsense? And I know Sister Barbara is trying to get in, but she can't get in either.
Well, maybe we can have a three-way call and do our study now.
Oh. Well, I don't know how to do three-way.
Well, the devil is a liar. I'm going to call both of you.
No, I'm already on, so all you got to do is call her and pull her in. And hope that all of us don't get cut off. Great. Oh, man, what a mess. Lord, I put it in your hands. Let your will be done. Move us, Lord. Us all. Yes.
So, if I get Barbara on the phone,
yeah,
we could do this, but I have to use my phone to do it. Let me call, hold on, just don't go anywhere yet. Let me get her on the phone first.
Well,
she could probably have an problem calling in.
Well, right now it doesn't make a sense, any sense. We would have to do the program on the telephone and not on the loudspeaker, because they're not letting me do anything. They're not, there's no sound, nothing coming out of the computer.
But that doesn't mean we can't study.
Oh, I see what you mean. So we'll have to do it that way then.
Yeah, because we could still carry on, because until God straightened things out.
Yeah.
God is a liar. You know, he's not, we know it's us three.
Mm-hmm.
People calling in, listening, wanting to listen, but we know that we're studying. So I'll call Sister Barbara.
I turned off the microphone.
You know, when I started my